When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, can I borrow that? All right, honeys, I'm ready to MC the MCU bracket. Don't worry, Patrick, I'll give that back to you in a minute. But right now, we're shipping the Marvel Cinematic Universe, babies!
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships.
My name's Ryan.
My name is Patrick.
My name is Kelly.
I'm Colin.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
It's okay. I don't mind. We can share the spotlight.
I love it. Spotlight's big enough for both of us.
Yay.
You're not the only people here.
Oh. Huh?
We get to,
I don't think it's big enough for four.
We get to bathe in the surrounding glow.
The aura.
Speaking of auras. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. We are closing in on the final four, guys.
Wowie.
We're gonna finish off the final four, the filling out that part of the bracket
right
today, right now. The first matchup is Captain Marvel, Valkyrie, versus Nico, Carolina. We did watch Nico Carolina's first kiss.
Yes.
It was cute.
It was really cute.
Thank you, Trash Panda IRL, for sending us that clip.
Yeah, we love you.
And thank you, Colin, for setting it up for us.
It reignited the love for that ship.
I think we need
to explain a little bit how we watched this video, because we all did it here in Ryan's apartment, watching it on our four separate phones simultaneously.
Semi-simultaneously.
We tried to line up.
There was a slight echo.
The music had a snap in it, and none of the snaps were aligned. So it's like snap.
Reverb on that snap.
Yeah. I think I got it though.
Yeah, I think so too. And it made for a very it felt like a very high school experience to me, because it like that's in like a high school gym auditorium, you know, multi-purpose, big empty room.
Yeah,
is the
I thought it was a hallway.
No, they're in like a hallway of like a big corporation's office building.
Are you saying my apartment's like a multi-purpose room?
No. The pretend echo.
Okay.
The pretend echo from the four of us all listening to it at once
was like a multi-purpose room.
Made me feel like I was in high school.
Gotcha. In a cafetorium.
Yes. Gotcha. Totally.
Yeah, I feel it.
What made me feel like I was back in high school was like finally getting up the nerve to kiss your crush for the first time and then immediately saying you're sorry.
Yeah.
And realizing that your other friends were just fucking.
Yeah, right.
You're way behind.
Gotta hurry up.
What was the other ship?
Captain Marvel, Valkyrie.
With Thor watching from a corner.
Yeah, Thor gets pushed out very quickly.
Yeah.
But he's happy for them both.
Yes.
Because he gets over it, too. He's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going through some tough times right now.
Right now, it's not great.
He lost an eyeball.
He lost an eye and friends.
Look, it's not great for anybody right
now.
And
a brother.
And he killed his sister recently.
Yeah, that is recent.
Yeah, she was a shitty sister, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, former lover of Colin J. Morris in certain fanfic circles, but whatever. Say what you
former.
Want.
Oh, because she died?
She's dead, yeah.
Oh, okay. Aww. I was like, in our fanfic, it's definitely an HEA. It's a happily ever after. So
our condolences.
You can come to dinner at mine and Thor or Kelly and Logie's house.
So hot.
So Valkyrie, Captain Marvel, I feel like it's good. I feel like I want to see it.
I want to see it too, and I don't know that. I mean, I don't think we're going to see it this time.
Even just them sharing the screen.
Oh, they might be in a scene together, but I don't think we're going to get.
Do we know from the posters, is Val alive right now or not?
She had a color poster, so yes.
Okay, all right.
But at least that's the implication of those posters.
Okay.
So, yeah, so she's alive because, and we kind of, they were hinting at that.
Yeah.
Because she was on this separate, she had already taken half the crew somewhere else.
Right, presumably.
Which also, that could be where Loki did his trickster bullshit and
secretly teleported to and is not neck broken by Thanos.
Fucking Loki. I it would be so rude.
Anyway, I just don't think they can do that twice. We'll talk about it. You know, but maybe they could because they think, oh, people are going to think they could just couldn't do that twice.
I mean, that is the thing with Loki, though, right? Is that like every time he's supposed to convince you that like, no, this is the time he means it. This is the time it's real. And then it never is.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, sorry.
Sorry.
And like, is he going to come back in a 0 hour moment, too? And like, be like, surprise, I was one of the guys who lived.
Maybe. I don't know, guys.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know either which way to go with this one. They're both good.
They're both good. One is a ship that has sailed, which is kind of nice. Like you can we watched kissing videos of it.
Right.
Yeah.
One is an idea, a noble idea, a great idea,
mm-hmm.
a fun idea.
Does it make it more fun or less fun that the actors involved in it seem to be into it?
So much more fun.
It makes it more fun. It doesn't make it feel like
pandering,
like it's being like endorsed by the fucking company or whatever.
Well, but they're actors, not the company.
I get that. I just want to make sure. Like,
I think that
I get like a hint of like cop vibe from it? Where it's
are you like they're narcs? Like,
yeah.
Or are you afraid that this is like a J.K. Rowling type vibe?
That
which
too.
Is like, okay, I'm gonna like try and have my cake and eat it too by being like, yeah, this is tight, but I'm never gonna give it to you.
Yeah. Are we queer baiting a little bit here?
I think I.
Whereas
I feel like
Runaways is just delivering on it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Tessa Thompson.
Yes.
She is a queer woman.
Uh-huh.
She kind of has like made Valkyrie's queerness explicit, even though it is not like in the script explicit. Like she's like, oh, no. Valkyrie's bi.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
That was Valkyrie's lover. Like she's like very committed to that narrative for this character.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's a performance as much as a like pushing for, like, I guess it is pushing that agenda.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
I hear what
anyway.
You're saying.
Like, and I don't think it's not
a genuine
like,
agenda.
Yeah, not, yeah. It's not like, yeah, I wouldn't call it queer baiting because I don't think it's like an outsider.
Sure.
Trying
sure.
to fuck with
this
you
is
to
a
make money.
Nick Jonas.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right,
I just wanted Clark and Lex from Smallville. Even though I don't blame those actors, I have no idea what those actors were saying. But that show wanted us to want them to make out, but also was never going to let us see them make out.
Yeah.
Okay, whew. I just needed a gut check on that.
No, and I think if it was just Brie Larson, maybe I would. But I feel like, and maybe I'm just in a, I have Tessa Thompson rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
I really don't think she's a creep.
Yeah, I don't think she is either.
But... you know, I've been proven wrong many times.
Creeps come from everywhere, man.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shoot.
I know, this is hard. Just imagine if it was Steve Peggy.
Versus who?
Versus
I don't give a shit about Steve Peggy.
God damn.
It would have been easier for you. Anyway.
Anyway.
So I was just thinking about this. What if in the resolution of Endgame, somehow, instead of dying... Steve gets sent back to the past and like has to live his life out and just die of old age with Peggy Carter.
Pre-serum?
Yeah.
She wouldn't be into him.
She wouldn't be into him pre-serum?
She loves muscles. She loves muscles.
Here's what happens. She does get wooed away by muscles. Then she is in the, where she's aging Peggy Carter. It's post-war. She's doing her spy work. there's this guy who's like very shrimpy.
He's like a radio operator.
And he's very nice to her, but she's like, all right, Steve. All right, Steve. And then one night they're alone working on something and he, I don't know, he's really brave or something. He's a pretty brave dude.
He like trips and bumps his nose into her belly button.
No, that's not brave.
He's still,
what do you think brave is?
He's still heroic even without.
He risks his life to save someone, not her. And then she's like, she starts to see him in a new light. But at this point, he's not 100% here for her because she's been pushing him off. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, like you've been ignoring me and treating me like your coffee boy for 2 years.
He's also found a purpose in his work, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's not why he's here.
Country has always been first.
And then they get trapped in a meat locker and have sex and everything works out.
All right.
Sort of like a, and I know this doesn't work because he is Superman, but it's sort of a Lois Lane Clark Kent romance, which I do ship as a separate thing from
Lois Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Clark is a nerd. So Lois and Clark, I feel that's when I'm projecting onto pre-serum Steve Rogers.
Yeah, I think that totally
works. She'll ignore him for a long time. She will not see him as a sexual being for a long time. She will not get it because she is like so driven in her business and also she is wowed by muscles.
We knocked that chip out.
No.
And it's still gone. We will not bring it back.
But I think you're right, I mean, Patrick, last week you stepped forward and you said your theory, I think, regarding Hawkeye. I don't want to call it a theory, but my pet hope is essentially that when, because Captain America is going to have to make a big sacrifice in this movie.
Right.
I think his sacrifice being that he doesn't take the serum.
Sure, that he travels back in time and one of the levers that he can pull to stop the cosmic cube, Tesseract, from falling into Thanos' hands is to never take the serum.
He never takes the serum.
And never become Captain America.
And then we get a montage.
Yeah.
And Peggy and he do a little dancing. That's not a euphemism. That's like a thing.
They actually do it, right?
They do it. They do a little dance, and then I will cry many tears.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go, shibble dips! No rose puns. But yeah, that's my pet theory, or pet hope theory, is that he doesn't, instead of him just because otherwise his life is very sad if he just dies now.
Yeah,
I see a way for them to begin. So he does that, goes back in time, boom, becomes pre-serum Steve. If he goes back to the moment where he falls on the dummy grenade, but then for some reason they don't pick him to be the serum guy.
And they pick Bucky?
Yeah, they pick Bucky and he becomes Captain America. Captain America? America.
Captain the Miracle!
I'm dying. I'm so happy. That is a delight.
But then she's still wow. How brave is that skinny little guy?
Yeah.
Because that is
she's
kind of her
his
first moment of doinkable.
Yes. I think she's, but she's her ears are perked up, but it's when she sees him all oily for some reason.
It's hard work getting a super serum.
He gets very oily and she touches him, which apparently was not scripted. She just did on the day. And I was like,
damn,
hey, Atwell, I love you.
Damn, Atwell. Damn.
I should have brought this shit up last time. Okay. No.
Right, this isn't even the ship.
No, it's not even the ship.
I feel like I got you guys into it, but it's dead. Captain Marvel, Valkyrie versus Nico, Carolina. Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Nico,
Captain Marvel, Valkyrie.
So we landed on Captain Marvel and Valkyrie.
Okay. We sure did. Moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
I will say props to Nico Carolina, though.
Yeah.
I did really like that one.
I reserve the right to admit that I'm wrong in the future. Because
I'm
going to watch Runaways, and I think that I may begin to ship deeply.
Well, and
also, if we're just teased on Captain Marvel Valkyrie forever, then I will grow resentful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both in terms of this contest and...
Yeah, sort of like Clark and Lex from...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next two ships. Peter Gamora versus Luke and Claire. Do we need to discuss?
No.
No.
Let's vote.
Luke
One,
and Claire.
Two.
Oh, sorry.
Luke and Claire has it.
Luke and Claire.
One,
Claire,
two.
Unanimously. All right.
Oh, man.
Guys.
That was
this
nuts.
This is wild.
Yeah.
That was
wild.
Nuts.
It just happened.
Do we ever even need to go to sleep again?
No.
No.
Let's stay up all night.
We're just
that would
have...
be crazy.
What?
Wild.
To stay up all night?
That's crazy.
Have like adventures?
Are you nuts?
Just have like what? One crazy night?
Maybe if it's just one.
Oh.
Oh.
We're talking One Crazy Night Ships, which is, what's the name of the movie, the Netflix, Somebody Great?
Somebody or, Great.
Someone Great.
And it's a movie that's coming out on Netflix today, mm-hmm. starring Gina Rodriguez and Brittany Snow, I think.
What is this movie now?
Okay. I sent you all the trailer.
I know, I didn't watch it. I was at work.
Tell,
I'm sorry.
By the way, you asked this question.
We should have all synchronized our phones and watched it at the same time.
Let's take a break. We'll all do it. Okay, we're back. So... what we all saw is Gina Rodriguez is, we first see her, she's in her early 20s, she's at a party, and she sees Lakeith Stanfield, is that how you pronounce his last name?
I believe
the
so.
The star of?
Atlanta,
and of course the movie
Sorry to Bother
we,
You.
We all saw that, I couldn't remember the name. Yeah, okay. So she sees him at a party, and they just kind of have a vibe, right?
Yeah, I think
smash cut
vibe.
To 5 years later, she's like, I gotta move to San Francisco for a job, and he's like, oh, but
I don't know
I'm not ready to leave New York. And she's like, well, that means we break up. So what? And he's like, yeah, I guess it does.
What?
And she's like, oh, shit. So she's off her rocker. She has to leave her town. She thinks she was going to take her boyfriend with her. She's not taking her boyfriend. I think at the end of the movie, she might take her boyfriend with her based on like, how this movie looks. But the movie is she's having her last night in New York. She calls her two best girlfriends. They come over.
And it's going to be one crazy night.
They're going to have a crazy night.
So it's not only her last night in New York City, but it's her first night without her fucking 5-year relationship.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's like her last night with her girls.
Yeah.
Because like they're not moving to San Francisco. So she's like, it's a big move. She's like moving her apartment. She's leaving her friends. She's leaving everything.
It's everything is primed for this night to be as consequence-free as possible.
But you
also,
know it won't be. It's going to be too crazy to have no consequences.
Yeah, there's going
to
be tons of consequences.
And so we said, let's talk about ships that exist in this kind of bubble. This, like, things are wild. Consequence-free is great. We're out of our comfort zone.
But also maybe, like, hyper-consequences, too. Of, like, it, one night so crazy.
We're going to prison tomorrow. It's yours 25th hour.
Oh, I misunderstood what we were doing.
Yeah,
there's no way to misunderstand. One, you could have watched the trailer. Two,
oh, sorry.
There's
a bunch of ways to misunderstand it. And I'm excited to hear how Kelly did.
Here's the thing. After cruise ships. Which is
that Penelope Cruz? Is it Tom Cruise? Is it Terry Cruz?
It was spelled like a very specific
I thought
cruise.
It was like boats.
We don't need to relitigate this one, guys.
Go back and watch the Facebook Live. Because I don't think that was pre-podcast.
You can literally see the moment where I learn. And it's after almost everyone
has done our cruise ships.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that's part of the joy to me of every week is showing up that we don't get deep on what do we mean by the ships we say.
No, as soon as someone suggests a ship that is even remotely close to being something that we can like abstract out into multiple ships, mm-hmm. we're like, great, that's it. No more talking about it.
Yeah, we don't discuss it. So there is no wrong, Kelly, unless it's a very sane day ship.
It's like
sane day shipping.
Sane day shipping.
Oh.
No, I want to hear Kelly's. Let's do Kelly first.
Okay. Well, I just thought of it as like a ship where like they just have a crazy night.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. So mine, I might have talked about this. I don't think it was a ship that I did. Maybe I have shipped this before. And if I have, sorry guys, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Wait, is he like an alien?
No. No, they're both humans.
Okay.
It is a movie called Date Night, and I like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty silly.
Uh-huh.
It's Steve.
Okay.
That counts.
While
that
is not a meat crazy night,
yeah.
That is absolutely, to my mind, fitting what I was thinking of as the crazy night ship.
So it's,
I mean, wait, who are you shipping?
I'm shipping the two main characters.
Tina and Steve.
So it's Tina Fey, Steve Carell. They're in a marriage that's just kind of lost the fire. They take someone else's reservation at a restaurant.
Yep.
Turns out someone was casing the joint and like that name was the name of like criminals. Mm-hmm. And so they're just like being chased all around town. They get into various.
But they wind up in Central Park and like in a boat. Am I making that up?
I don't think I ever saw this movie, but you're making me think I should have seen this movie.
Yeah, it's funny. There's one
on the
kind of like not great transphobic joke in it that like kind of bums me out.
Okay.
aside from that, I think it's pretty, so like they, you know, never have time for each other and don't really communicate. They're just both tired all the time, so they never really hang out. So they take this reservation, it's a lot. You can tell that a lot of the movie is improvised. Yeah. So it's a lot of like Steve Carell and Tina Fey just improvising. It's very
funny people.
Yeah.
And likable.
Yeah, exactly. And then they have to, you know, like, break into buildings and like evade cops.
Yeah. They got to do crime stuff.
Yeah. And there's like one part that's pretty funny where, I mean, it seems very basic, but it's pretty funny. So she's a realtor and she's like, oh, I know someone that can help us like figure out this like coding situation. Yeah. I remember showing him a house like 5 years ago and Steve Carell's like, oh, that's like crazy. Like, you're such a good realtor. Like, you remember clients from like.
Is it John Hamm?
No, it's Mark Wahlberg without a shirt on.
Okay.
And the whole time, Steve Carell just keeps being like, and you're going to put on a shirt and we're going to keep doing this. And he's like, you know what's great? A time for shirts. Let's put on shirts. Everyone put on shirts.
That's so funny.
It's very cute.
God.
And then they get the fire back in their relationship. And the movie ends with them making out on their front lawn.
I love it.
Which is very
cute.
It's
a great ending. Colin, how did you interpret A Crazy Night?
Much more incorrectly than you did.
Yay!
I mean, so, Kelly did really well. I'm like really impressed with Kelly, and I think that Kelly deserves all the credit for like really nailing it.
A
like,
plus, Kelly. Understood.
Absolutely.
What did you do, Colin?
Well, I thought, hey, what's crazier than one night, two nights? So I took
What's crazier
eight
than that?
Crazy night.
6 days and seven nights.
40 days and 40 nights.
Jesus in the desert?
No, the Josh Hartnett not fucking. Did nobody watch movies in the 90s? Like,
no, that was Jesus. A great one.
A great one.
Have a crazy
I think we
time.
Should rewatch because I don't know it's great.
He's but like he definitely all doesn't have sex. The,
the girl like almost like tries to make him have sex
like,
while he's sleeping.
The Joshua tree.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Yeah.
No, she does make him have sex while he's sleeping.
That's
like the
wrong.
Joshua tree yeah, turns does. Around and fucks him.
Man, while you guys were arguing... Me and Patrick talked about Jesus fucking cactus.
Evergreen? Or Evernescence? What's her name?
Excuse me?
What's Katniss's last name?
Everdeen, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Cactus,
yeah.
A cactus.
Oh!
Because Jesus was in the desert.
I thought Jesus was at the Hunger Games.
Fucking Katniss!
You know who would crush the Hunger Games is Jesus.
No!
He only lives once after he gets killed.
He hates murder!
That's more than anyone else
Jesus
in the Hunger Games
murder,
universe.
Motherfucker.
You're right.
Although Eight Crazy Nights was in the running, I landed on two Crazy Nights, one of them being Rufus Sewell's character from A Knight's Tale, and Roy McCann from Game of Thrones. That's the Hound.
So you're saying Crazy
Hound...
K-N-I-G-H-T.
That's great.
Great.
Good job.
That's good.
I like it.
Those
I
are
like
two
that.
Crazy nights.
I mean, the Hound, he's
hot.
Okay, he's hot, but like, I think that... Okay,
so much fury.
More about... Because from Knight's Tale, I think of our man,
Heath Ledger.
Heath, and then I think of Goofy Boy.
Yeah, I love... Well, there's the two Goofy Boys. I love them both.
I'm really just remembering the Alan Tudyk.
There's also... didn't we talk... Who's the other Goofy Boy?
Mark Addy of Full Monty fame.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is a third
and
night.
Also Game of Thrones. Shit, he's King King Rob.
Yeah.
Mark
okay,
Addy.
But that's not who we're talking about.
Oh, you're not talking about him?
You're talking about Rufus Sewell. I don't know who that is in that movie. Tell
he's
me.
He's like the fucking bad guy. I just picked him because he's the bad guy.
Why
and
is
he's
he
like
Heath?
He's the snoot who's like Heath's romantic rival.
And then him and
The Hound. Yeah.
Hot.
How do you guys feel about the Hound and Sansa?
I don't like it at all.
I think she needs to be older.
She's older. It's now.
Okay.
She's been married twice.
Tight.
None of her
not
marriages
tight.
Have
That's
been great.
Or not tight. Well.
What is happening? And why do I hate it so much?
Interesting. The only way it can work with the Hound. So... I'm into it because it's true.
Fact.
Ryan and I just know what's up.
You guys are behind the curve.
Now, okay. So where to assume that
Game of Thrones is back, guys?
Right. No, you're right.
This is appropriate. We'll do our Game of Thrones chips. No, we won't. It would be too sad.
No, it would just be sadness. It's so we're to assume that the Hound has no dick fire damage, right?
No, his face was just placed into hot coals.
Okay, when we're sure?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. That's the story. Everyone does. Littlefinger tells that story.
His dick.
I could see the mountain cramming the hot coals down his brother's shorts.
No.
You don't think so?
The mountain's hands are soft as a baby. He did not touch any coals.
And honestly, I think the mountain.
I don't know if the mountain has soft hands.
How dare you defend the mountain?
I think the mountain, that's why he put his face in the coals.
Because his dick was so beautiful. And which is why Santa had to be married twice.
Yep, before.
He saw a gif of his brother's leather pants splitting open on stage and plopping out like a flaccid turd. And he's like, it's too beautiful.
And Lenny Kravitz as the Hound.
Oh my God.
Wow. So there's just like a lot of like tussling in your ship.
Oh, I mean.
Do they do a lot of like naked jousting?
I think they meet at a tournament. That's the thing. And you know how the Hound, like, the Hound doesn't really go for, like, fake wars. Like, the only reason we've seen him in the show at that one tournament, the King's Tournament.
Right.
But that's as a bodyguard for Prince Joffrey at the time.
Right.
But years have passed. Who knows how this whole thing's going to end up? But
I mean, winter comes.
Winter comes, but I mean, is there hope? Are two dragons enough to fight one dragon and a mountain of, or an army of walkers?
Here's the thing. I don't think it can be that late. I think it needs to be before the Hound becomes like Soft Hound, right? Like when he spends the time
Meets Arya.
Before he meets Arya and spends time with like Alswear and Jyn's people.
So, yeah, that's before a great point. King Rob, I would say after the revolution, but before King Rob and his people take the King's Road up to Winterfell to recruit.
Yeah,
basically before Game of Thrones, but after the Revolution.
Well, no, but it could be sometime after Fuck the King. It could be after that. It could be after the Battle of Blackwater, but before.
Just in the woods one night?
Yeah.
They run into each other.
What's he do? What's literally
they know
what's
each other.
Pretty Boy?
They literally
out in the
run
woods?
Into each
Pretty
other.
Pretty Boy.
They're on horses and they just.
Mm-hmm. Pretty Boy's
naked
on the
jousting.
Run.
Oh, okay.
So gross, dude.
No, I kind of like that. They're
naked
both like
jousting. Ew. It smells like, so bad.
The whole thing is very upsetting.
A naked crotch on a horse?
Oh, that's worse than station.
No, nothing is worse than station.
You liked it.
I love it. I still love it. Because that moment where the stations get mushed into one giant station.
Oh my God,
that's
don't
the
have
real
this.
Climax.
Why are you,
you know?
Doing this?
You really
damn
don't
it.
Have to
that's
do this.
That's it.
This is worse than what I did.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Hagrid time, and Kelly. Molly Weasley. Moaning Myrtle and Harry. I'm just sticking with one fandom right now.
It's where I thrive. Harry Potter.
Oh, but actually, to that point, the last time I did a Bill and Ted related ship, it was the Keanu Reeves three-way, and Mogi was very upset about that one, too.
Yeah, but I came up with my own.
Yeah,
where they're all grown ups.
Mine was better.
Yeah, I didn't have any children in mind.
Oh, Ted's not a child. He's a man.
Mentally
child.
And
it was the
chronologically.
Same it was the same Keanu. My Own Private Idaho, he was literally a teenage streetwalker.
But I didn't ship My Own Private Idaho with old man. Wasn't one of them Johnny Utah or something? Who's the third one?
Yeah, but all those movies came out the same year.
Look, yes, but Johnny Utah is much older than
Ryan's gonna clench her teeth so hard, all of them shatter.
I've never seen
your face do
that. Face. I've known you a long time.
Like your lips, like disappearing, your teeth, like got so tight.
Yes, but.
Oh man, Patrick, do you have a crazy night ship?
Yeah, so I think this is maybe the craziest night in the life of one, I guess, up to this point, of one John McClane.
Oh,
at that airport in D.C.
Nope. Nakatomi Plaza.
That morning, he wakes up hungover in New York City.
Nope.
Yeah, and he has to go meet Samuel L. Jackson.
No, so this
his daughter gets kidnapped, and Kevin
he teams
Smith
up with Justin
there?
Long?
So it's Justin Long? Okay, sorry, we're being silly.
We're talking about the original Die Hard, but I want to pitch like an alternate ending to Die Hard.
All right.
So, our central figure here is going to be Hans Gruber.
Sure.
Right? As the movie is and should be. Here's someone who we suspect and who John McClane for a while suspects is like a terrorist or someone who is like presenting themselves as like a political ideologue or something.
Right.
But nah, He's just out to steal a bunch of money.
He wants money.
So this is his fucking crazy night. The one night that he's going to like change his life and get all this money, steal this enormous thing. Okay.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So, but he can't get into the vault, right? Theo's having a hard time breaking the combination on mm-hmm. it.
Theo was too cocky.
Theo's too cocky. And even Hans is a little cocky too. He's like, it's Christmas. It's time for miracles. And like, they're just not going to pull it off.
Yep.
When suddenly the ground starts to shake and all of Nakatomi Plaza is being airlifted, the entire building. Who on earth could be stealing an entire fucking building?
Who's doing this?
It is Carmen motherfucking Sandiego.
What?
Notorious thief who can steal the mountains and lakes and the Louvre. And she is stealing Nakatomi Plaza so she can get inside. And she and Hans Gruber team up and steal all of everything together forever.
Oh my God. This is my royal wedding.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is cool. The most incredible thing I've ever heard.
What do you think happens at the royal wedding?
Two people who you care about share their love with the world.
It's just a wedding.
But she teaches him that, like, you don't need to steal the what's inside the vault. You just steal the fucking vault.
Nice.
Yeah.
And they would, he would not be nice to her at first.
No, but she would kind of demand it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I think, and it might just be that version of Chief that's on Comedy Bang Bang that's convinced me, but like, I think once you meet Carmen Sandiego, you have no choice but to be in love with her and obsessed with her forever.
I think that's probably right.
Right?
And then also, like, I kind of like also the idea of Chief teaming up with John McClane.
So John McClane's dumping Chief so quickly.
That's probably true.
Chief is not that effective. And John McClane is very effective. Okay, I like this a lot. Now, how do you feel about, because we didn't discuss it, and this is another Netflix Gina Rodriguez situation. How do we feel about the redemption story that Netflix Carmen Sandiego tries to tell?
I am not familiar with the story.
She's stealing for good. To protect the world from the bad guys who are real. She's like a double agent.
No way. She just wants stuff.
Yeah.
She just wants to steal all the biggest, best things, including Nakatomi Plaza.
I think so. When we were kids, Carmen Sandiego stole for the thrill of stealing, which taught us to crave knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crave knowledge
right,
of geography
knowledge, yeah.
for the thrill of the chase. Mm-hmm. And we all fell in love with her as just a wonderful side effect of that.
Yeah.
So no redemption for her.
Maybe no redemption, just, I don't
know. No, I'm liking this better.
Yeah, I think, like, there's no, like, greater moral redemption, but, like, she gets to live her truth, which is stealing the biggest things imaginable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Hans Gruber helps her out with that.
And sometimes they just go steal, like, John McClane's toothbrush.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to fuck with him.
Just to mess with him.
Yes, because she would teach him the subtler side of just fucking with people.
Yeah, for the rest of John McClane's life, because it would be amazing.
Ryan, do you have a crazy night shift?
I dug deep
Ooh.
Into my past to probably my first, there's another movie that I will also talk about someday, but this is probably my first favorite movie that was like a movie that wasn't a Disney movie that only I had ever seen. Go Polly. Okay, so the movie was rented by my dad from Blockbuster. I was 4 years old. I was way too young to watch this movie. There are multiple fucks in it.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, like intercourses?
No, the words fuck.
Gotcha.
I don't think there's
intercourses.
There's some scenes that imply some sexual activity, but nothing graphic.
Okay.
It's a PG-13, but it was back when you could say fuck in a PG-13.
Okay.
And my dad rented it for me. I think I was sick or something. And I watched it like 6 times before he gave it back. And I think he rented a few times for, but then eventually he had to buy it because, you know, he had bills to pay. Like, he couldn't just be renting Adventures in Babysitting for me.
There you go. I love that movie.
And, oh God, I still do because my brain hasn't replaced all these synapses, but like, I knew all the words of it and all the songs. So I could just like do the movie.
Yes.
Like, beat second by second.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character is Chris Parker. You guys are all familiar with this film, yes? Mm-hmm. She has to babysit, and the kids are pains in the butt. But it becomes a one crazy night when she has to go rescue her best friend in the city.
Mm-hmm.
The big city. It was also, like, I grew up in the suburbs, so it has it very much captures what it feels like to be a suburban kid.
Yeah.
Going to the city.
Is it the inciting incident that her friend just like takes a train to Ogilvy or something like that?
Her friend, yeah, is like staying at the bus, is it stuck at the bus station.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She calls her and she's like, Chris, you gotta save me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Is the inciting incident when she accepts, because her boyfriend dumps her. She's supposed to go, and it's her.
Too cool, right?
Yeah. Mike, that's my ship. No. That would be so crazy. Oh, man. Everyone's license plate says so cool.
So wait, where are they? Where are their suburbs?
Suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. I don't know Chicago geography well enough to know.
They Colin does, though.
They have to take a highway into the city.
Let's just say the Dan Ryan.
Could be.
They don't say Dan Ryan, because if the word Ryan was in this movie, I would remember forever. But yeah, and then she has a flat tire. Then this guy with one arm, well, he has two arms but only one hand. One hand is a hook. He tries to save them. Then they don't have money. Then Thor is there at the Dawson's garage. Dawson is actually Thor, but we don't know if it's actually Thor, but I think it's actually Thor. It's Vincent D'Onofrio. A lot happens. But the ship I ship, even though if adult Ryan saw this now, I probably wouldn't ship it as hard as I do. Imprinted.
It can be a memory ship.
This was imprinted on me deeply from literally age 4, when I was way too young to watch it. Dad made a mistake. To now, is Chris Parker and Brian the hot college guy, who is a college guy. I think he's a freshman in college and she's a senior in high school, so it's not that
so
weird.
That's basically the same.
He might be older than a freshman though, because he drinks.
But everyone in college.
Everyone,
drinks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but when she tells him she's a, I think he might be a sophomore because she tells him he's a freshman and he's like, oh, because he's like, there's no way you're a senior. And then, or there's no way you're a junior. I would have seen you around. Maybe he's a junior. And then he says, oh, are you a freshman? And she's like, no, I'm a senior. And he's like, oh. And she goes, in high school. But that does not cool his ardor at all. And then at the end of the movie, he shows up at the house with the kids, and the kids are like watching from out the window and to return a roller skate or something. And then he's like, hey, I need a babysitter. Do you still work as a babysitter? And she's like, no, I'm like fucking retired. This was a crazy night. And he's like, yeah.
Does he put on a diaper and puts a pacifier in his mouth?
Maybe later, because he does say that. He's like,
he goes,
no, I'm retired. Who is the babysitter for? And he was like, me. And she's like, I guess I could do one more job. And then Sarah, who is leaning out the window, is like, kiss him. And then she kisses him. And then the song, and then He Kissed Me played, which is at the end. But that song was at the beginning. And she was thinking about her boyfriend, Mike. But turns out Mike was a loser. It was great. Full circle.
I mean, just so long as Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Brian, the college guy. Is into like baby stuff and diaper play. Then I'm
he
into
it. He is going to the University of Chicago. I don't know if you guys know. It's like a pretty good school.
Yeah. When you said the babysitter is for me, and that was his big line, it reminded me of in 30 Rock when Will Forte is talking about the health benefits of regular sitting.
Yeah.
Like they hire someone to come to their apartment and sit on them.
Yeah, that's not going to impress the wool council.
So he grows up to be that guy.
That's very hurtful. And I don't think that's what Brian's future is. I think he's going to be a lawyer. And he stays home with the kids.
So do you see the ship as like one that you like to see play out like into the future? Or is it like just that moment?
No, I think it's so. Here's the thing. Chris Parker was probably my first like favorite character. Like I loved so much.
Yeah.
So, like I would have shipped her with anybody.
Mm.
I would have shipped her with Thor. Like I would have shipped her with anyone. So
do we need to change our MCU brackets?
Chris Parker, Thor. I mean, Vincent D'Onofrio Thor didn't make it in.
All right, fair enough.
No, he's pretty great. He's got very curly blonde hair. It's very cute. Yeah, I think I don't know that I need them. I mean, they have to go on one date at least.
Okay.
Now. Because he like asked her and she said yes. But then no, I don't think she should go to whatever college she gets into.
Mm.
Like she should not like adjust her life plan for him.
Right.
And it is a crazy night. Like
oh yeah, no, that is a crazy night.
Yeah. God, I love that movie so much. I'm replaying it right now in my brain. There's some good parts. There's some
racism.
Weird.
Did you just say racism?
There's a little bit of racism in it. But
the most evil character in this show, in the movie, is racist.
Yes.
Or you're just saying when they go to the place and it says nobody leaves this place without singing the blues, there's something weird about having little white kids singing the blues to a bunch of black people and the black people being like, these white kids know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Here's the thing.
They're very skeptical at first.
It's a movie that the 80s thought was progressive.
Yeah, they were doing their best at the time.
And then now it's like you look back on it and you're like, oh, that wasn't.
Yeah, that's gross.
That didn't age great. But mm-hmm. I do really like that movie. That's the thing. It's like I like that movie a lot. And
it would have been, I think the way to fix it is you have that scene where they run up on the stage while running away from the mobsters. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, band leader is like, hey, no one leaves the stage.
Nobody leaves this place without singing the blues.
And they start to sing and they get fucking booed off stage.
They're like, you know what? I'm going to make an excuse.
People are throwing beer cans at
them. Very skeptical at first.
There is a second way off the stage. Being booed off it.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very skeptical of them.
Right.
I think it's more I feel like the racial things are, I don't know if I'd call it racism as much as like people being too nice to white people. Like cutting white people too much slack.
But I mean, isn't the whole conceit of the movie that like the city is scary because there's like racial diversity there?
I mean, Joe Gibb is their best friend that they meet. He is black.
I shipped him with her.
Later or then.
Wait. No, who am I thinking of?
Hold on. Joe Gibb is the one who tries to carjack them while they're in the car.
He's their friend?
Yeah.
Because he...
He carjacks the car and then sees that they're in it. And she's like, we should get out. And he's like, in this neighborhood? Shoot, I wouldn't even get out of the car in this neighborhood.
I mean, it doesn't sound not racist.
I'm hearing it back now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It is pretty racist. It is. Yes.
Oh, no.
But the thing is, yes. Period and
yeah, but I did actually. I thought I shipped her with him.
I totally see it.
Yeah,
but I was also a very little kid when I watched this movie. So to me, like
the guy,
the one she kisses
them.
Is the one she should. I should ship.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Mm.
So I think that's why that's imprinted.
And
plus they're both white, and that just makes it.
Hey guys, two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.